knowing self better. In order for me or you to know ourselves better, I believe it is important to bear in mind some very fundamental aspects. First of all, we keep in mind that we have this treasure, the new mind, in this weak earthen vessel. This earthly tabernacle has a mind of its own, and it has a will of its own. So, right away, this suggests two minds, two wills going on in one individual. By birth, some of us are strong-willed, and others are weak. Whatever the case may be, the natural mind of each individual needs direction. If one is striving to be a child of God, the will must be directed by the Word of God and by the examples of those who have already walked faithfully in the narrow way. The directing of one's will towards God, or towards that which is pleasing unto God, is not an easy task. Natural wisdom sees nothing so terribly wrong with having self-esteem, having self-confidence. That's a natural thing. And there's nothing, as far as the natural man is concerned, wrong with that. Neither does it seem bothered by discourteous behavior, by irritations, or demanding of the rights. When one becomes upset or even loses his temper, the reply might well be, "Well, that's his way. I'm sorry about that. That's just the way I am." I would venture to say that at some point in every one of our lives, we have used this word. Sometimes you might have got upset. Sometimes I said, "Well, I can't help it. That's the way I am." For those who are of the natural mind, that's well and good. To those of the world. But those who are developing a new mind, this just doesn't take place. If we as children of God recognize that this is the fallen nature speaking out, when this happens to you, then that's good. If you recognize that that's your human nature speaking. But we are to strive to go a step further than this, than just recognizing that that's your human nature. That's the old mind. We must earnestly try to bring that old flesh into harmony with God's will and with God's way. Now, where does one begin such a task, such a change of course? Rightly, to start out, you have to go to the throne of grace. You start nowhere else. That's where you start. Here we can ask for help, so that the next time the impulse arises to blame our actions on the old nature, we will weigh the matter carefully and think before we say or do something we should. The more one grows in the knowledge and the graces of the Lord, the more abundantly one should be striving to control these adverse thoughts and these deeds. Now, I don't think that anyone ever came into the truth and immediately controlled all these thoughts of their life. It just doesn't happen. This is a gradual process. It takes time. Some of you may develop quicker than others. And the thought here of yourself, knowing yourself, is exactly what it means. It doesn't say knowing the one that's sitting next to you. It's yourself you're contemplating. Don't spend all your time trying to know who your the character of your brother or your sisters. But learn yourself. Examine yourself. The Apostle James tells us that we should bridle our tongue, and also that this smallest of organs is so mighty, for in it is the power to hurt. In the tongue is the power to destroy. And the tongue might be an indication of what is in the heart, so it is to be well guarded. You say, well, you can't read a person's heart. That's only true to a certain extent. True, God can look at your heart and read all your thoughts and all your mind. But through your tongue, through your actions, we can read one another. And we can understand just how each other feels. It is good to examine yourself so that one may know what spirit is governing his being. The rule should be in 2 Corinthians 10, chapter 5, verse, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Ask yourself, what is God seeking in me? Is He seeking pride? Or great intellect? Or is He looking for the weak? We would answer no to all these characteristics. One might not have a strong intellect, but he must not be weak either. He must demonstrate to God that he has a strong will, he has a strong determination to serve God. Consider the Apostle Paul. Never was Paul weak. Even when his actions were directed in the wrong manner, he was always strong in his determination. When the Lord showed him the proper course, that same strong will, that same strong determination, drove Paul to endure much for the sufferings for the cause of Christ. And all the apostles were men of strong passion, men of strong will, is what it's saying. Once led by the proper spirit, the Apostle Paul sought no longer to endure much sufferings, or rather his strong determination. After he was led by the proper spirit, he no longer sought to attack personally those who had disagreed with him. Now you see how complete the transformation was. He was a strong-willed man, thinking that he was doing the word and the will of God. And what did he do? He went out and he persecuted those who were serving God. Now, when he learned the truth and had the proper thought, he no longer went out and carried the same thought. He no longer persecuted anyone, because his thoughts of what he thought God wanted him to do were misdirected. And you and I are not instructed to go about persecuting or causing injury or suffering to anyone, because in knowing the truth, in learning the plan of God, we use the same purpose as Paul, to go out and to edify and to build up one another in this most holy faith. This is knowing yourself as to your abilities to do these things. Following the Master's example, Paul was loyal to God, loyal to His Word. He was loyal to his co-laborers. And so we look at ourselves and see how closely we come to meet the standards which were set by God. We learn daily that our Christian experiences is in a daily schooling. Daily we should be learning more about ourselves and more about God. And as we learn, we see how to correct our imperfections in ourselves, always, brethren, in ourselves. Then we do not demand perfection in others, since we ourselves are battling self, we are battling self-esteem, we are battling self-confidence, selfishness, and so on and on. And as we learn, we wean ourselves away from those things which would draw us away from God and from His service. We learn to think soberly, thinking not too highly of ourselves, yet not think too lowly of ourselves either. We realize that the Heavenly Father knows our fleshly weaknesses and that He has made abundant provisions for forgiveness through Jesus. He gives us a certain amount of choice, and that is in our control as to what we should do in certain aspects of life. That is why we must daily acquaint ourselves with the Word and with the principles of God, and in turn do all those things with exercising the spirit of a sound mind. Our Heavenly Father doesn't force us in any matters. He does desire that we seek out His will and that we seek out His blessing and then act according under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He knows when we're seeking to please Him. He knows our heart. If there's a smile on our lips or a word of praise, while inwardly we feel bitter, or inwardly we bear a grudge, who are you fooling? Are you fooling God? He knows your heart. You know it. You know it in your heart. You know that you have bitterness or that you have gall towards someone. How can you smilingly feign nothing is wrong? Can't do it. You're not fooling anybody. This is to know ourselves. So when these tendencies of the flesh creep in, again, the throne of grace is our safest, secure place. It is far better to judge ourselves, our motives, our feelings, than to wonder about the motives or reasoning of others. Know yourself. Well might ye grieve for the hardness of heart of some. But when we realize God will correct these conditions, it's not up to you or to me. God will correct these conditions in a manner which pleases Him. Then we have more time to work out our own salvation rather than trying to correct others. We have time to work out our salvation with painstaking care and self-examination of our own heart. The Lord won't gain it for us, but He is ready to assist in all ways to become more than conquerors.